So in my young college years, I gravitated toward Buddhism and a little more optimistic then, a little bit more kind of believing in the humanity of us all. And I think I was a little bit more open to it then. Later on in life, I've become a little bit more jaded, especially in the political world of intentions and reality and perception and such. I'm just kind of getting back into a little Buddhism. And this is not a religious audio boo. It's not a religious post at all. It's more of a philosophical one. I'm reading a book right now, and with recent kind of events in my life and around everyone around me, I'm reminded by this little teaching that if someone was to come to you, this is a little challenge that in a book that I read, if someone was to come toward you with a knife, you would attack that person. Completely reactionary as response because they're doing damage to you and you'd feel just. But if your mom out of the blue came to you with a knife and wanted to attack you, your reaction would be to disable the knife, take the knife out of her hand and figure out, what the hell are you doing, mom? I mean, we're like, you're my mom. I love you. What's going on? So there'd be more of a desire to understand than to attack. There'd still be the defense mechanism, but there will not be the desire to attack. If it was a stranger, lately in this kind of current day of age, we would want to just bash their head in and go, you know, don't you ever come back to me with a knife ever again. But what if we treated everyone like it was your mom that did that? And I really am trying to kind of like soak that up right now because the instinct is this person has known you. There's context. There's something there and this is out of the norm. I'd rather believe that anger, hatred, and just a desire to cause harm is out of the norm of the human condition. And so I'm going to strive from this point forward to continue to try to understand before I have a reaction to attack. I will always defend. I will always take the knife out of their hand and try to figure out, you know, that I'm secure and I'm safe. But I'm going to make that extra effort to try to understand the perspective of why they feel like they need to attack. I leave this kind of message to everyone tonight based off of a lot of like frustrations and anger and just a lot of sorrow and just a lot of emotions going on in the world that we are in right now. And so it's just some moments to reflect. That's kind of like my two cents. Curious what your thoughts are to that perspective. I would love to see a tweet, a post, an audio boo back telling me what your thoughts are on the fact that if your mom, thinking you have a good relationship with your mom, were to attack you, why do we then detach that from like a stranger that attacks you? Why do we feel the need to attack without knowing? Yet if it's someone close to us, someone that supposedly loves us, were to attack, we would automatically want to understand. Why can't we come from a place of love and understanding to the point where everyone has a different perspective and we should understand the perspective before we attack? I would love your feedback.